Iowa biofuels groups are calling on President Donald Trump to help them make up losses from earlier this year. They want Trump to resolve a dispute with the Environmental Protection Agency. This week, the EPA released a proposal to make up for lost demand from waivers, allowing small oil refineries to use less ethanol and biodiesel. But the plan only covers about half of the industry's annual losses. Monty Shaw, executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, says that contradicts a deal made with the White House to restore the full amount.
The final decision will be the president's, and he'll be held accountable for that. But I'm still optimistic that he struck a deal. And I think with Mr. Trump, a deal is a deal.
Shaw says the waivers cost the industry about 1.3 billion gallons of ethanol demand each year and play a factor in some plants shutting down. One of the plants that was shut down for a time this year was Plymouth Energy in Merrill. Iowa 4th District congressional candidate Randy Feenstra has moved past the $500,000 mark in fundraising as he seeks to unseat fellow Republican and incumbent U.S. Representative Steve King in 2020. J.D. Scholten is the sole Democrat in that congressional race, and Scholten had the best quarter of the year of any of the candidates. Scholten is seeking the seat for the second time after losing to King by 3% in 2018. He entered the race in August after the quarterly period started and brought in more than $408,000. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.